And here we discuss briefly how keys are distributed, the symmetric session keys or secret keys that are used in symmetric or one key system. I remember we talked about Anna and Karin. Anna was in Sweden and Australia was in Australia. When they agree on a secret key to use, then they need to change it very often, after 1 week, after 1 month, depending on how they decide their policy. Now, in order to change here, so what they do is that they use a public key system to dispute. So Anna, part A, takes the public key of B or Karin, and she encrypts the session key that they are going to use for encrypting messages by the public key of Anna, of Karin. And then she sends this encrypted message to Karin. And then when Karin receives this message that encrypted, or this key that is encrypted by using the public key, she will open this message or this key by using the private key. And then after opening it, she has the key, the secret key, or sometimes called the session key, that they are going to use for providing confidentiality, for encrypting the messages. And now, because Karin has the secret key and Anna has the secret key, now they can use this to encrypt all the messages that they are sending between them. So this is how it works.